Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy basketball. The Pokes getting ready for the CBI first round. They'll play Eastern Washington tomorrow night, 7 p.m. inside the Arena Auditorium. We've got junior forward Alan Herndon joining us here on the program. Alan, always good to have you on. What's going on today, man? How are you doing?
Nothing much. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. What did you think when you heard you guys had been selected to play in the CBI, Alan?
I was personally excited, and I think a lot of the guys were, just to be able to play in postseason and not to have that last game that we played be the last impression that the Wyoming fans have to see from us.
I mean, when you think back, and I don't know if you've tried to put the Air Force game behind you or not, but just the way it happened, I mean, what kind of taste did that leave in your guys' mouths over the next couple of days? What kind of emotions did you kind of go through during the time off?
It's definitely just one of just a lot of disappointment in ourselves. But, you know, we knew the Air Force was going to come out ready to play against us, knowing that we had beaten the last two times. We knew that they were going to come out on edge, and they were just hitting everything. It seems like we couldn't just find that break. But congratulations to them. But for us, it was just a sour taste in our mouth, and we really didn't want the season to end like that. So with this CBI berth, we're just happy to be playing again.
I mean, it's always interesting when you talk about postseason basketball, and I know everybody's goal is to get to the NCAA tournament, and you've tasted that before, Alan, but the fact that you guys get to postseason, and a lot of people, you know, have a negative vibe towards the CBI and even the NIT and some of these postseason tournaments, but I turn around to football, and I think, listen, what Wyoming football did was outstanding to get to a bowl game, but I'm talking about, you know, 6-6 teams and whatnot getting to bowl games, and that's celebrated, while you go to the CBI and you're a third of college basketball teams get to postseason basketball, 70% of college football teams get bowl games. It seems odd to kind of bash a tournament that some people do, like the CBI or NIT or things like that. What are your thoughts?
My personal thought is just like, I mean, for the guys and the teams, they're probably excited to play in the postseason, whether people think it's credible or not, but you're still facing very talented teams, and even us in the CBI, we're playing teams that were 20-plus win teams that were, like, second in their conference, so I don't think anyone should be discouraged about what postseason tournament they're playing in, although it might not be the one that you necessarily set out for. It's still postseason play, and it's still something to be proud of.
Do you feel like if you treat this as a team, you treat this the right way, that this can be a springboard and some momentum to something that could turn into even better things for you guys next season?
Yeah, that's definitely what we talked about. We just talked about getting that postseason experience for the guys, and especially going into next year, just to have that experience underneath that belt and to still play and go against some tough teams and continue our process that we're trying to set for Wyoming in the future.
Now, we were talking to Coach Edwards today. He said he didn't even ask the Cowboys that you guys, if you wanted to play in it, it was a situation where you guys were selected to play in this tournament. Does that sit well with you, you know, the fact that you weren't asked, that, or did that even come into play, the fact that the Coach Edwards didn't ask if you guys wanted to play in this?
I don't think even if he did ask us, we wouldn't have been playing in it. I think all the guys are still ready to play, and even if he did ask us, we would have been playing in it anyway. So him not asking us, I don't think really mattered necessarily to the team. It was just more excitement, I guess, for us when he did announce that we were going to play in postseason play, and guys are ready.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, just talking to you and you know, speaking for your teammates, that you're going to be ready to play this Eastern Washington team. I know it's a quick turnaround, but, you know, when this field was announced, but did you do any research? Did you look up Eastern Washington on the internet or anything like that to see what they were all about? What do you know about this team?
We watched some film on them already, and we know that they have their conference player of the year playing on their team, their big guy. And then another great forward, so they really have two excellent forwards, and I'm pretty sure other great guys that we'll see on film today. So we're definitely starting slow and getting used to them, and then today I think we'll ramp it up and really get into their actions and more personnel, but we're definitely going to be ready for them.
Coach Edwards mentioned they have kind of a nice little two-man game, kind of the same way a Nevada or Colorado State work with. Having seen those types of teams, the way that they run their offense, do you think that may give you a slight edge and being at home help out a little bit?
I think it might help out a little bit. Like you said, being at home, always that 72-20 is going to be something that we try to take to our advantage. And then, like you said, playing teams where they really have a 1-2 punch has really helped us in how we prepare for teams like that. So I think overall we all have a good plan going in.
I'm curious to know, Alan, do you – so, you know, Nevada made the NCAA tournament. You know, in conference, they're your rivals. But when they're in, when you have teams from the Mount West in the Big Dance, do you cheer for them? Do you want to see them do well? Or how do you view that?
Me personally, I view it as I want them to do well. They're still part of our conference, and it makes it look good for our conference when they win. You know, in a sense, we all win. So I definitely root for them, all the guys that are in the NIT, and I hope they root for us in the CBI just the same. So I definitely want to see all the Mountain West teams win and do the best they can.
What do you think their chances are against Iowa State?
I think they're pretty good, me personally. But, you know, of course, I might be a little bit biased from the Mountain West. But I definitely think they have some good eyes. Like, they have the athleticism to kind of match with them. Great shooters, great scorers. So I think it's going to be a good game.
Do you enjoy watching the NCAA tournament? I mean, is that something you look forward to and can sit there on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays and watch a lot of basketball?
It's honestly the best time of the year for me, especially being a basketball player, just to see all the games and just watch it, knowing that it could be an upset, and the people that are in there are just ready to play, and everything's on the line for them. So you definitely see the passion and the heart that goes into it, and it's just a great time for me.
What do you remember about 2 years ago in Seattle?
I remember everything about that, just a great time, and even getting in and being able to score. I can always say I scored at least once in the NCAA game, in a tournament game. So it was definitely fun, and it was a great experience, and it's something that I definitely want to try to strive for again. But first, we got to start with this CBI
right.
And building.
Was that a block or charge on DC that first play of the game?
I'm saying that was definitely a block. It should have been an and-one going to the free throw line.
Alan Herndon joining us here in the program, getting ready for the CBI first round against Eastern Washington. Alan, one more quick thing about NCAA tournament. You know, there's always a lot of talk each year about teams left out. You know, there was Illinois State's a Missouri Valley team that, you know, had a really, really good year. Their coach went on Twitter and challenged any of the big-time conferences to a home-and-home next year and all that. When you see little guys that had really good years left out of the tournament and teams, you know, at the bottom half of their conference in the Power Five, what does that say to you? Playing in the Mountain West Conference, I mean, a mid-major type conference.
Yeah, I think it hurts for us, but, I mean, you kind of can't control it. It's out of your control.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the selection. They have the committee that decides it. So, I mean, you can't really control that in a sense, but it is unfortunate that some teams like that, you know, are unfortunately left out. But, I mean, like I said, you can't control it. You just got to continue on from there.
But right now, these teams, the Power 5 teams, aren't going to come to Wyoming to play or Illinois State to play. You're going to have to go there. Plus, there's more opportunities to get quality wins. It just it seems like – I don't want to seem like a complainer. It's not a very fair system, right, at times?
Yeah, at times it definitely does seem like that because a lot of the major schools, they really don't consider coming to your school to play, and even if they do, it's a two-for-one to where you have to go to their place twice just for them to come to yours once. So, I mean, it kind of is unfair in that right, but, I mean, you still got to look at it and take it for what it is. You're still playing those top schools, so, I mean, you just got to take that chance and try to go beat them on their home floor and make it even sweeter.
What is the best thing that could come out of this CBI run, in your opinion?
The best thing would be winning it all and being able to say that we were a postseason champion, and I think that just sets us up for next season. But even with that, I think just being able to play and get more games and go into that process of next year and getting that experience of postseason play is going to be the most valuable thing for us.
Alan, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Best of luck tomorrow night against Eastern Washington, and we'll hope for the best for the Cowboys in this postseason tournament. Thank you so much.
Thank you.